The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Lydia joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Lydia. How are you?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey. What's going on, Lydia?
Okay, I need your help. My boyfriend, Mike, has been carrying his gun everywhere we go now. It used to be just at home. Now he has it on him 24/7.
Oh, really?
Your boyfriend, Mike, has his gun on him. Is someone stalking him or something?
Yeah, what's going on?
No, it's just lately with all the shootings on TV, you know, the one in the church and the concert. He's just afraid or nervous and wants to have his gun on him all the time. And it makes me so uncomfortable.
Oh,
why,
really?
Why does it make you uncomfortable?
Well, it makes me nervous. And it's like, I'm not from a gun family. I don't have a gun myself. He used to just have a gun at home, and now he carries it everywhere, to the grocery store, to, you know, the restaurant. It's just he has it on him all the time.
Is he, like, reckless and crazy? Is that why you are nervous?
It's a handgun.
Okay.
And, I mean, okay, he's gotten as much training as anybody else who can just go in and buy a gun.
Right.
Right.
Okay. All right, let's call Mike and find out. Let's call Mike and find out what's going on, okay?
Hello?
Mike?
Yeah. Hey, who's this?
Mike, good morning. My name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. What I do now?
This is not the first time we're calling you.
Yeah. I thought you sounded familiar. No, Mike, oh, fun fact, we have your girlfriend Lydia with us.
Hi, babe.
Yeah, what's the setup here?
Okay.
She told us that you're starting to carry your gun all over the place, and it's making her really nervous.
I mean, oh, Lord, she's telling my business to everybody. It's crazy. I mean, yeah, it's pretty much true, but...
I guess she's a little concerned because she said you've always had a gun, but now you're taking it out of the house with you and to the grocery store and everywhere else you go. Are you nervous about something?
I had this weapon forever, you know. I would keep it in my closet in my house, or keep it in my nightstand drawer. But, you know, there's a lot of things been happening lately, you know, and a lot of people. I'd rather be caught with it than caught without it, you know. So I'm really more so, I carry it for protection. I'm not just carrying it, you know, to brandish it or, you know, to show it off or anything. It's a concealed weapon. So, you know, because I know some guys that like to carry their weapon around and show it off to people and stuff like that. But, you know, that's not me. It's a lot of people getting shot. You know, I don't want to mention different incidents, but it's happening every day. You see it on the news every day. And, you know, I want to be one of those people that's prepared in case any of that happens, you know?
Babe, honestly, if someone could steal it, you could drop it, someone could pick it up and shoot yourself. But, you know, it's like so many things can happen, and you don't know it's better. It's safer, I think, it's at home. In your life,
it's safer at home for who? It wouldn't be safe at home for me if they walk in a restaurant shooting at us.
Don't you think if we get shot up, then we're meant to go?
No.
Yeah, okay, I'm also...
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. Hang on 1 second, you two. 340-9595. Mike has upped his gun-carrying usage, and Lydia's nervous about it. Who's right? Who's wrong? Heidi, good morning. How are you? What do you want to say?
The girl needs to suck it up. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. If you're shot, you're meant to go. She should feel proud that her boyfriend can protect her if somebody does come into a church or a concert and start shooting people for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I kind of saw her point of view until she said it's just our time to go.
Yeah, I don't agree with that one either.
I don't agree with that at all.
No.
But yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. People that have guns and keep them at home, I never understood that either, because what's the point? Hey, thanks for calling. We really appreciate it. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Dylan.
Hey, Dylan, what'd you want to say, buddy?
Yeah, hey, man, look, I was in the Marine Corps. I served 4 years. You're not going to catch me without my pistol. Like you said, especially the way the world's going today, you know, you never know who's going to walk in and start something up. So you got to be ready.
Yeah, and just to put your mind at ease, now that I know you have a pistol, I'm not even going to try to catch you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but that's the point of it being a concealed weapon.
Right.
You don't know I have it.
Right.
So if something happens, I'm not going to be a number one target. I might be a target, but I'm going to turn you into a faster target.
Yeah. No, I get it. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. This is Tanya.
Hey, Tanya, what do you want to say?
I just want to ask first if he has his concealed carry permit.
Yeah, it's legit. It's on the up and up. He's got,
he's got his training. He's got minimal training, so she doesn't have to worry about that. And it's better to have it, not need it, than need it and not have it.
Oh, I've seen that. That's a bumper sticker.
It is a bumper sticker, but I do carry my gun as well. So as long as he's not carrying it to the bar or anything like that and mixing it with alcohol, then he's fine. She's still safe and protected.
No,
but he
true.
Might be doing that. Like, that's the thing is, like, she knows him more than we do. So maybe she just doesn't trust him with it. Not saying that she doesn't trust other people, you know?
Maybe she's just scared of it. Because maybe he should take her to the range and let her shoot it and get a feel for it. Because most people that don't grow up around guns are very scared of them.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. Hey, thanks for calling. That's always a great idea. Take someone who's scared of guns to a gun range.
I kind of feel like you should be scared of them whether or not you grew up around them.
I mean, I think you should be careful,
or
but
like
not
aware
necessarily
and
scared.
Like,
yeah,
just careful is maybe the word I'm looking for.
Have you ever been to the gun range?
No,
we should totally go, Megan.
Nah.
Are you scared of guns?
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm not like stoked on them, but I mean, I would be careful around one. You know, cautious. I guess.
I'm telling you, we should have a gun in here because like there's only one door in and out of the studio.
Yeah,
I should really have it because I have the view of the door. Your back is to it.
Yeah.
So if someone burst in here, I'm sorry to tell you, you'd be the first to go.
Yeah, probably.
But that's okay. I that would give me time to get the gun and take them out.
Yeah, that's okay that I'm dead.
Neutral.
Cool.
No, that'd be super sad.
Yeah, whatever.
Emily from the north side. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you doing?
Great, Emily. What do you want to say?
I basically just wanted to say that I think it's a great thing that he carries a gun on him all the time. I mean, I'm assuming he has a concealed weapons license, so he's taken a course and he knows the training. Because I've taken a concealed weapons course myself, so you learn a lot when you do that. And he's protecting her, and he's protecting himself. And I have children, and I know that when I have my gun on me and when my husband has his gun on him 24/7, that we're safe.
Oh, you guys both carry guns?
Yeah, we both have concealed weapons license, and we both carry all the time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's great. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
That's what I should do. I should get my wife to carry, and that way she can protect me if anything ever happens.
Oh, yeah? Would she do that?
No.
Okay. Well, good luck with that, then.
Marlena, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Great, Marlena. What'd you want to say?
So I kind of, unfortunately, I'm going to have to side on the side with the wife. I know that's not really a big popular stance here in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
But just from my knowledge of people in my family, in my friend group, those that have their concealed weapons permits, I'm not confident in any of them that they're going to be able to protect me in a crisis situation.
Why not? Why do you feel that they're not going to be able to protect you?
None of these schmoes that take this concealed weapons course spend any significant time at the range. The only person in my family that I actually am cool with owning a small arsenal is my brother. And that's because he himself is an actual law enforcement agent.
Right.
He has to go and get qualified. He has to be trained in a crisis situation. I'm sorry, some rando holding a little .22, pulling it out of the Chick-fil-A, is not going to save me because they're going to wet themselves when everything hits the fan.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you have a really great point.
so you're not against people carrying weapons. You're against idiotic, untrained morons carrying weapons.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right, guys.
I really want to go to the range and spend the amount of time and money necessary to pop off a bunch of rounds to feel real good. Yeah, no, you're not going to do me any good in a crisis.
All right, hey,
no,
thanks.
You're probably right. And
thanks,
everybody
Marlena.
Reacts to situations like that differently. Just because you have a gun doesn't make it better.
We appreciate your blunt honesty.
Yeah.
340-9595.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.